Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron, Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malkabas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matisyahu Mordechai.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Memtes. The Gemara says that you need the Pasuk La'aviv Uli'imoi L'gabi Yekayin Gadol to teach us that a Kayin Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei Meis to his father or his mother. And the Gemara says at Tzrichasa that if it would just say that he's not allowed to become tummy to Aviv, I would say Hainu Taima Deloy Mitamile Mishum de Chazaka Ba'almu. Because it's only a Chazaka. It's not known with certainty that this is his father. Aval Imoy Diyadin Dialidite, the mother who we know Bivados, that she gave birth to him and she is his real mother, Litamila, I would have thought that you could be metame to her. Therefore, the pasuk has to say le'imoy as well, that he's not allowed to become tamei meis, even to his mother. The Gemara is mavur that this assumption, that we presume that this person who is known to be his father is really his father, is a chazaka ba'alma. The Tosfos and the Rosh explain that this is based on the yesod of roiv be'ilois achar habal, that even though we can't know with certainty that the mother conceived this baby from the father, but we assume that because there's a roiv of roiv be'ilois achar habal, and this is from the Gemara in Chulin daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, that says that when someone is make aviv, so he's chayiv misa. How do we know make aviv is chayiv misa? How could that be? L'chayra, we don't know for sure, bivadai, that this is his father. We presume that this is the father, but we don't know bevadai. So the Gemara says, because of roiv be'ilois achar habal. What's interesting is that our Gemara calls this chazaka ba'alma, and the Rash Mishantz in the Teres Koyanim, in the beginning of Parshas Emor, says, when the Teres Koyanim says also that this is called the chazaka, aviv chazaka, the lashon of the Rash Mishantz in Ois Dalet is, de roiv be'ilois achar habal, vizuhi chazaka. So just like Tosis and the Rosh see our Gemara that says a chazaka and say that it's because it's roiv be'ilei sachar habal, the Rash Mishans in Teres Koyanim says as well that that expression chazaka is because of roiv be'ilei sachar habal. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Aleph Halachachof, says that if someone is presumed to be a relative, we judge in the Dinei Torah as if he's a relative, even though there's no raya berura, we don't know for sure bivados that this is a relative. But it's if that's the assumption, then we could paskin like that. And he says raya ledin ze mashadona toira b'make aviv shayumas. If someone hits his father, he's chayiv misa. How could he be chayiv misa? Uminayin lanu raya berura sheze aviv. How do we know with certainty that this is his father? Ela bechazaka. We know it because of chazaka. Kach shar kroivim bechazaka. And the Magid Mishnah over there in Hilchas Yisurei Bia says that the Makar of the Rambam is from a Yushalmi at the end of Kiddushin, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, that the Yushalmi says, Minayin Shahargin ala Chazakis. How do you know that he could even kill, Bezin could even give Misa because of Chazaka? Because it says, Make Aviv, V'chidavar Baruhu Shezehu Aviv, V'haloi Chazaka hi, it's a Chazaka, V'at Omar Hargin, and still we say Hargin, so we see that we're Hoyrig on Chazakas. So we're seeing from this Yushalmi and the Rambam as well, that this is called chazaka, and l'chayra, it needs a little clarification, if it's because of roiv be'ilois achar habal, as the Rishonim are saying by us, and as the Rash Mishan says in the Teres Koyanim, so why is it called in our Gemara, in the Yushalmi, in the Rambam, and in the Teres Koyanim, why is it called chazaka, if it's really built on a roiv? And the explanation behind all this is in the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer in Yerideya Simin Shin Lamed Ches, where the Chsam Sofer explains that when these places in Chazal, when we call it a chazaka, it's not like the typical chazaka that we have in Shas called a chazaka de Meikara, that we have a certain status and we're unsure if that status changed, so we keep it with the status quo, chazaka de Meikara. No, the word chazaka can mean something else as well, and that is the chezkas haminig shenagu. That's a chazaka, an assumption based on the norm, based on the way things normally happen. That's also called a chazaka. And what the Chsam Sofer means is because the Yisoid of Chazaka, the reason why we keep something on the status quo, is because that's the pashtus, that's the assumption, until proven otherwise. The stama de milsa is that things stay the same unless we know of a change. And therefore, if you have a chazaka de meikara, we won't assume that anything changed unless we know that it changed. The assumption is that it was on the status quo. The same thing, the chezkas minig shenagu, in the words of the Chassam Sofer, that things normally happen a certain way. So that assumption that things happen the way they normally do, unless you hear otherwise, that could be called the chazaka. Says the Chassam Sofer, even though roiv b'ilois achar habal is called in the Gemara in Chulin a roiv, mi ra oisai boil roiv b'ilois. Who saw this husband being boil roiv b'ilois? This is not something that be'einenu ra'inu, that we know for sure. Ulai afilu loy chada. But pashtus, even no one saw even any of the biyas. So how could we establish that it's roiv b'ilois achar habal? Says the Chassam Sofer that this is really a chazaka. Roiv b'ilois achar habal, that statistic presents to us a chazaka, an assumption, that that's considered the norm that the mother conceived from her husband, and therefore the din of makeh aviv, that Bezdin can kill a person for being makeh the person who is assumed to be his father, is because of this kal of chazaka. It's true that it's roiv b'ilois achar habal, but that creates for us a situation where the pashtus and the stama de milsa is that this person is the father, and hargan ala chazakas. We could even paskin dine nefashis based on this, because that's the rule of the Torah of going after chazaka. The Tashbetz, one of the later Rishonim, in Chela Gimel, Simen Reish Yud Zayin, says beferish, like this Chassam Sofer, that even though in our Gemara and the Teres Kayanim it's called Aviv Chazaka, the Lashon of the Tashbeis is Loi Nemar Bediktuk Chazaka Dafka. It's not referring to Bedafka what we know of as Chazaka. El Chazaka Da'asya Mikayach Ruba. It's a Chazaka that comes Mikayach the Raiv. And Hein Hein Advarim, that's what the Chassam Sofer is explaining as well. That true, the source of this is because of the Raiv. That's why we assume Raiv Be'ilai Sachar Habal with the Yisoid of Roiv. However, it's called Chazal because it's a chazaka da'asya mikayach ruba, a chazaka, an assumption that is built because of this statistic of Roiv b'ilois achar habal, and that's why our Gemara calls it Aviv Chazaka. There is a very yesoidistic kasha here in the cheshbon of the Gemara that the Netziv in Meroi Meisada over here brings as a kushya mefursemes, a famous kasha. And the kasha goes like this. Our Gemara is saying that if we would only have a pasuk to say that a kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame la'aviv, so I would say that that's not because a kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame to relatives. Really, he could be metame to relatives like his mother. But the reason he can't be metame to his father is because it's not a vade that this person is his father. It's only aviv chazaka. Maybe it's not his father, and therefore it's not his relative. And that's why he can't be metame to aviv. But we wouldn't know that he can't be metame le'imoy as well. Frekta Netziv, the Kushya Mefursemes, the famous Kasha, that Mamanavshach, that should not be a reason that the Kayan Gadol is also to be metame to his father. Because if this is truly his father, if the truth is that he was conceived from this man who is presumed to be his father, then it is his relative. And we're saying, according to this Havamina, that he is allowed to be metame to relatives. He would be allowed to be metame to his mother. So why would we say that he's not allowed to be metami to his father? Because it's not with certainty that this is his father? But what's the other tzad? The other tzad is that this person is not his father, that his mother was mizana with somebody else. Well, if that's the case, his real father is probably not even a kayin. Most of the world is not a kayin. We don't have to assume that the real father, who is the source of this zera, is a kayin. The pashtus is, if it's not this woman's husband, so then it's from the rest of the world. Roiva oilam anat koyanim. So why would that be a reason that this kid is not allowed to be metame to aviv chazaka? Because maybe it's not his real father. On the tzad that it's not his real father, so then this kid doesn't have to be assumed to be a koyan as well. Bechlal. And therefore, what's the pshat in this Gemara that we would say that hava amina, that the iser for a koyan gadol to be metame la aviv is because it's aviv chazaka? There's a similar question that's discussed by the Mefarshim on the Teras Kayanim in the beginning of Parshas Emor. The Teras Kayanim is not discussing the Kayan Gadol, but it's discussing the Kayan Hedyot that has a heter to be metame to his relatives. And the Pasuk says that he's allowed to be metame to his father and mother. And the Teres Kayanim says that if the Torah would have only written that the Kayan is allowed to become Tamei to his mother, Hayisi Oimer, I would have said, Ma imay biyadua, af oviv biyadua. Oviv chazaka minayin, Talmud loimar ula oviv. We would have only said that he could be Matami to his mother because it's known with certainty that this is his mother. But I would have thought that a Kayan Hedyot is not allowed to become Tamei to his father, who is Aviv Chazaka. The Lashon of the Torah's Kayanim is, I would have thought that he could only be Matami to his Aviv if it's Aviv Yadua. There's a discrepancy in terms of how to learn Pshat in this Torah's Kayanim. What exactly could be the case of Aviv Yadua? The Rash Mishan says that it's possible to have a case if the father and mother were locked up in jail with no one else there for a few months, and therefore we know that she conceived from the father. In the Tshuvas HaRashba, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin, the Rashba says that what all the Torah's Kayanim means is not trying to say a far-fetched case that there is Aviv Biyadua. It's trying to say that we would have had a Havamina that you can't be Metami to the Aviv because the father is not Aviv Yadua. I would have thought that the only heter is if it's Aviv Yadua, which it isn't. We can only know that somebody is the father based on the chazaka of Roiv B'ilay Sachar Abal. And he even stresses that even if they are locked up at Beis HaAsurim, but Ein Apotropos La'arayis, like the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, that we can't know for sure that no one else came in and was Mizana with her. So therefore, what all the Torah's Kayanim means is that we would have a Havamina that you can't be Mitami to Aviv, because Aviv is never Aviv B'yadua. It's only Aviv Chazaka. Al Kopanim, the Teres Kayanim says that's why it has to say the Psukim by a Kayan Hedyoit that he's allowed to become Tamei Meis not just to Imoy but even to Aviv. And the Vilna Goyin in the Bior Hagra on the Teres Kayanim over there asks a similar kasha to the Kushya HaMefursemes that we just mentioned from the Netziv. The Goyin asks, what does the Teres Kayanim mean that I would have it sad that the Kayan is not allowed to become Tamei to his father because it's Aviv Chazaka? It should be no problem. If it's his father, so he could be Matami, just like he could be Matami to his mother, he could be Matami to his father. And if it's not his father, so then maybe his real father is not a Kayan Bechlal. Why should we have to assume that the father is a Kayan? So why would that be sad that the Kayan cannot be Matami to his assumed father? And the Vilna Goyin answers that the case that the Torah's Kayanim is referring to is Kegoyin Shahaya Ir Shakula Kayanim. We have a city that's full of Kayanim. Therefore, even if we're going to be choishish that maybe this kid is not the kid of the assumed father, and really someone else was Mizana, but the only people that could have been Mizana were other Kayanim, we don't know who is the father, but we know one thing for sure, that the father is a Kayan, and Mimela, this kid, is a Kayan as well, and therefore we would say that the kid is usher to be Mitami to his presumed father. In the Sefer Pardis Yosef al HaTorah, in the beginning of Parshas Emor Oizvav, he asks on the Vilna Gaon from that Gemara in Chulin that we just mentioned, that Ein Apotropos La'arayis, even though the city is full of only Kayanim, but maybe someone else came from a different city and was Mizana with the mother. And the Pardis Yosef explains that what the Vilna Gaon means is that we're not going to be Choshish that someone came from a different city to be Mizana with the mother, to be makil on this person and say, oh, maybe it wasn't a kayan and this kid is not mitzvah on tumah bechlal. No, that chshash is only lechumra. But to be chayshish lekula and say that the kid is not a kayan, that we're not going to do. Adarabba, we'll go with the assumption that if she was mizana at all, she was mizana with someone in this city, and this is an ir shekula kayanim, and therefore we will say that the kid is usher, he's muzer betuma, on someone who's not his relative. And the father is not a definite relative. Maybe the father is not his relative because this person who's presumed to be his father, it's not a vadai. Maybe someone else was mizana with his mother, and that's his real father. And therefore, we'll say that there's a tzad, that's the tzad in the Torah's Kayanim, that even though he could be mitami to his mother because she's a vadai relative, but maybe he can't be mitami to his father because maybe that father is not really his relative and he is still a Kayan because he comes from a different Kayan. And that's the pshat in the Torah's Kayanim. That's all nice, Lagabi, the Torah's Kayanim. But Pashtos, this Teretz doesn't help for us though, Lagabi, our Gemara. And that is because the case of the Vilna Gaon is a far-fetched case, a case of Irsha Kula Kayanim. So you could say that by Kayan Hedyot, that if the Torah says that he's allowed to become Tami to Imoy, so I would not know in this far-fetched case, a case of Irsha Kula Kayanim, I would not know that in that case he's allowed to be Matami to his presumed father, because I would say that maybe she was Mizana with another Kayan in the city. So therefore you need the Pasuk of La'aviv that he's allowed to be Matami to his father in all cases, even in the case of Irsha Kula Kayanim. But here we're starting from the opposite angle. We're talking about a Kayan Gadol, and by the Kayan Gadol, the Pasuk says that he's not allowed to be Metame La'aviv u'le'imoy. And our Gemara says that if it would just say he's not allowed to be Metame La'aviv, I would say that that means because it's Aviv Chazaka. Yeah, but if the only case that that would manifest itself is in a case of Irsha Kula Kayanim, L'chaira, we wouldn't have had any Havamina to say that the reason that the Torah says that a Kayan Gadol is not allowed to be Metame La'aviv is because it's the Torah is talking about this unique case of an Irsha Kula Kayanim, and therefore we're worried that maybe he comes from a different father, and that father is a Kayan in this Irsha Kula Kayanim. But we wouldn't say that the Torah is referring specifically to that type of unusual case. We can be mitzaref the Tosis Arash in Shvuas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that we mentioned earlier on Daf Mem, that Loi Mukminon Krai Bahachi, that we don't assume that a pasuk is talking about only in a very far-fetched case. So in the Torah's Kayanim, where we don't have to say that the Pasuk is talking about a far-fetched case, we're saying that the Pasuk of La'aviv is to teach us that the Kayan can always be Metami to Aviv, even in a far-fetched case. That, we could say, you need a Pasuk of La'aviv to teach you. But to say that the reason why by the Kayan Gadol you need the Pasuk of La'imoy, that if not for that, I would say that the Isser La'aviv is not because he's also to be Metami to relatives. It's because we're worried that it's not a relative. And the only case that the Chshash is Negea is in a case of Irsha Kula Kayanim. That would be a bigger doichik to say that we would have assumed that the Torah is talking about such a case. Therefore, L'chaira, the question that the Netziv brings here, the Kushya Mefursemes on our Gemara, is still a Kasha. The Rash Mishans in the Torah's Kayanim, over there in the beginning of Parshas Emor, asks the Kasha of the Vilna Gaon. However, he asks it benusach acher, and there's a gevaldige shinui between the Rash Mishans and the Vilna Gaon. The Rash Mishans says, I don't understand why the Havamina that a Kohen Hedyot would not be allowed to be Metami La'aviv because it's a Aviv Chazaka. Memanav shach mitami loy. Memanav shach it should be allowed to. If he's his aviv, then for sure it should be good. V'im einoy aviv harehu mamzer. V'einoy muzer b'lo yitamo. That if it's not his father, then he's a mamzer. He comes from a different, a bia from someone else on this HS ish. And if the kid is a mamzer, so then he doesn't have the dinim of kahuna that he's muzer with lo yitamo, and therefore he should be mutter b'chlal. And that's the nusach that's brought in the Tshuva Sarajba over there in Chelek Aleph Simach of Zion. This question is brought in the name of the Chachmei Provincia that they asked Rav Yitzchak Hatzarfati, the Ri Hatzarfati. They asked this question that Mamanavshach, the kid should be able to be Metami to his father. If it's his real father, fine. And if it's not his real father, so then he's a mamzer and he doesn't have the din to be that he's muzer on Tumah Bechlal. The Vilna Gaon didn't say that. The Vilna Gaon said that the kasha is that if it's not his father, maybe his father is a Yisrael. And on that, the Vilna Gaon answered, we could be talking about an Irsha Kula Kayanim. But according to this nusach of the kasha, that if it's not his father, then the kid is a mamzer. And a mamzer doesn't have an Isser to become Tamei Meis Bechlal. That on that nusach of the kasha, the Vilna Gaon's teretz won't help. Because even if it's an Irsha Kula Kayanim, but if any other Kayan was Mizana with this lady other than her husband, then the kid is a mamzer. And the din is that a mamzer doesn't have a din that he's muzer on Tumah. However, the Rash Mishans and the Shailas Tshuva Sarajba that bring the Kasha in this Nusach, L'chaira Pliya Atzuma, because what do they mean that the kid is a mamzer and therefore he's not muzar on Tumah? Where do we ever find such a din like that? L'chaira, if the kid is a Kayan, even if he's a Kayan mamzer, he still is a Kayan and he should be muzar on Tumah. The Vilna Gaon in that piece of the Bir Hagra on the Teretz Kayanim, when he says his Teretz, that it's an Irsha Kula Kayanim, he says that even though it's possible that the kid is a mamzer, because he comes from another Kayan in the city, Mikol Mokayim Loi Nase Cholol Ela Mikan Ve'elach, the kid only becomes Nischala from his Kahuna if she has a Bia afterwards, V'loi Mi Bia Rishayna. Not from the Bia Rishayna of Znus. That's based on the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. That says that with if a lady is Mizana and there's a regular Isser Bia that she was over, that kid does not become a Cholol. That kid is a Mamzer. The only time a child becomes a Cholol is if he was born from relations that is an Isser Kahuna. And that's only from the second Bia. Because from the first Bia, she gets herself a shame Zayna. And then a Kayin is also on a Zayna. So if a Kayin is Bayal, that Zayna, whether it's her husband or whether it's any other Kayin, he's Bayal a Zayna, then the child is a Chalal. And once a child is a Chalal, he doesn't have the dinim of Kahuna, that he's also to become Tamei Meis. But a child from the first Bia is a Mamzer, but he's not a Chalal. So the Vilna Gaon Red Zayi says a Davar Pashut, that this child who's a Kayin Mamzer, he should still be Mitzuva on the Isser Tumah. So what do the Rashmishans and the Rashba mean when they say that Mamanavshach, this kid should not have an Isser Tumah? Because if it's his father, then it is his relative. And if it's not his father, then the kid is a Mamzer. So what if the kid is a Mamzer? If he's a Kayan Mamzer and he's not a Cholol, then he should be Muzer on Tumah. However, it seems that this assumption that the Vilna Gaon makes, that a Kayan Mamzer is Muzer on Tumah, is Taka Tolu a big Machloikas Rishainim and a Machloikas HaPoiskim. Because in the Shulchan Aruch in Evin Ezer Simin Zayin, Sif Yud Dalet, he paskins based on the Gemara Kedushin that we just said, that a child that's born from the Bia Rishayna of a Mamzerus, an Isser Bia, that makes the child into a Mamzer, Ein Havlad Cholol. The child is not a Cholol, Elo Mamzer. V'rak ha-noilad mi Bia Shnia ve'elach is a Cholol. Only if he's noilad from the second Bia, then that's already a Bia with a Zayna. That's Isurei Kahuna. Memela, the child is a Cholol. Based on that psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalet, Ois Yud Aleph, says that the child who's born from the first Bia, that's a Mamzer, he has all the dinim of Kahuna. It is also for him to be Metame Lameis and to marry any women that Koyanim are not allowed to marry. As the Gemara in Yevam Ischav Beis Amid Beis says, Mamzer Benoy Hu L'chol Dover. So the same thing, a Mamzer of a Koyan is Benoy Hu L'chol Dover and has the same dinim of Kahuna. Child born from the second Bia and on, that already is a din of a Cholol. But a child born from the first Bia is a din of a Mamzer, but he has the regular Yisurei Tumah. However, the Minchas Chinuch there in Reish Samach Dalet brings that it's a Machloikas HaPoiskim, that the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Machloikik over there in Evin HaEzer Simin Zayin, and the Bach and the Drisha as well, they all hold that even the child born from the first Bia, even though he's not Nischalel, but he does not have an Isser Litami Lameis. Because if he is a Mamzer, a Kayan Mamzer does not have an Isser Litami Lameis. And I found that it's Mefurish like this in the Me'iri in two places. The Me'iri in Yevamos Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, and again in Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the Me'iri says, Mamzer Kizar Gomeru, Ve'ein Ha'echel Truma. Even if he's biologically a Kayan, but if he's a Mamzer, so he's like a Zar Gomer, and he's not allowed to eat truma, and he's usher, and he's not muzar on becoming tamei meis. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris in Simon Mem Dalet Ois Beis discusses this dion, whether a Kayan Mamzer has a din of a Kayan, and he shows from a Gemara in Erchin Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that a Kayan Mamzer does not have Kedushas Kuhuna at all, and a Levi Mamzer does not have Kedushas Levia. And Rabbi Chanan explains the Kivan de Psul Mamzerus Mafkioi mi Kedushas Kahal. If the Psul of Mamzerus makes it that he's Asur Lavi Bekahal, Kol Shekain Sheyafkioi mi Kedushas Kuhuna u mi Kedushas Levia, surely it's Mafkia Kedushas Kuhuna and Levia. So Al Kopanim, it would come out then, according to these various Paiskim, that they hold that a Kayan Mamzer, even if he is a Kayan, but if he is a Mamzer, then he doesn't have the Isurikun and he's allowed to become Tamei Meis. That, it seems, would be the Shita of the Rashmishans and the Chuvas Harashba, and that's why they ask the Kasha that if the kid is not the son of this presumed father, then he's a Mamzer. And if he's a Mamzer, so then he's not Mitzuvah, he's not Aser on, he's not Aser to become Tamei Meis, Bichlal. The Keren Oira in our Sugya asks the Kasha on our Gemara that the Netziv mentions, but he asks it with the Nusach of the Rash Mishans and the Chuvas HaRashba. He says, "I lav avivu harehu cholol ve'enoi muzer ala tuma." If it's not aviv, so then he's a cholol and he's not muzer on tuma. What he means is that he's as if he's a cholol. We say that he's a mamzer, he's not called a cholol, but he doesn't have the dinim of kahuna, einoy muzer an latuma, and therefore why is that a havamina that this child is also to be metami la'aviv chazaka l'chayra, even on the side that it's not his aviv, there shouldn't be an iser tuma, because then the child does not have a din b'chlal that he's also to become tamei meis. The Chuvas HaRashba answers his kasha and says that the Havamina of the Torah is Kayanim, that the child is also to become Tami to his presumed father because it's only Aviv Chazaka, does not mean that Lekipshutai, that we would have thought that this kid is also to become Tami to his father. What the Torah's Kohenim is saying is that by relatives there's two dinim. There's a heter to become tamei, and therefore the Kohenim who are normally usuli tamei lemeis, they have a heter to become tamei to their relatives, but there's also a mitzvah to be metapa with their seven relatives. And all the Torah's Kohenim is saying is, hava amina, that this kid would not be mitzvah, would not have a mitzvah to become tamei to his father, because it's only aviv chazaka. But in chanami, the heter would surely be there because of this cheshbon of mamanavshach. It either is his father, and if it's not his father, so then the kid is a mamzer and he doesn't have any isurim bechlal. The whole discussion of the Torah's Kohenim is the gabi, the mitzvah, and the Arachayim HaKadosh in the beginning of Parshas Emor is mechavin to this Tshuvas HaRashba. In Parshas Emor, Perech of Aleph Pasuk Beis, the Arachayim HaKadosh brings the Torah's Kohenim and says, Sha'akosuv kan bo l'shnei dvarim, lahatir ulahatzrich. The Torah is telling you that there's a heter by the Shiva Kraivim, ulahatzrich, and to say that he's mechuyev, he has a mitzvah to be metapa with them. And the havamina that aviv chazaka is different is only legabi hatzorech, only legabi the mitzvah to do it. But ein echanami, there was never a havamina that the child would be aser. The Keren Oira by us is Ma'ira, though, that the answer of the Tshuvas HaRashba does not help for our Gemara. It only helps Lagabi the Teres Kayanim. Because the Teres Kayanim is discussing the din of a Kayan Hedyot, you could say that the Havamina, that Aviv Chazaka is different, is Lagabi the Mitzvah. But our Gemara is not discussing the Mitzvah. It's discussing whether it's Mutter or Aser for a Kayan Gadol to become Tami to his relatives. And the Gemara says that there's a Havamina, that if it says that he's Aser to become Tami to Aviv, that might be because of Aviv Chazaka. Once we're discussing the Iser Veheter, then the Kasha stands that Mamanavshach, that should not be a reason that he can't be Metami La'aviv Chazaka. Because if it is his father, then he could be Metame. And if it's not his father, then he's a Mamzer. And therefore, he shouldn't be Muzer on Tuma. So therefore, the Teretz that we mentioned from the Vilna Gaon didn't help so well for our Gemara. And this Teretz of the Tshuvas HaRashba doesn't help so well for our Gemara. So Hadra Kushi Laduchti, the Kasha Mefursemis that the Netziv brings, that Lechaira in our Gemara, what could be the Hava Amina that the Kohen Gadol is also to be Metami to his presumed father because it's only Aviv Chazaka? However, there is a novel pshat in the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer that we mentioned before in Yerideya Simin Shin Lamed Ches, and he says a gevaldige pshat both in the Teiras Koyanim, and it could help for our Gemara as well. And the Chsam Sofer says like this, that even though there is a Hava Amina that Aviv Chazaka, it might not be his father, there is a chance, we don't know with certainty that it's his father, still Lemaisa, this kid is a Koyan Gamur. He's kosher to do avoida because there's a rule that you go after chazaka, and the assumption is that this kid comes after his father, roiv be'ilois achar abal, and therefore he is kosher la avoida. If that would not be a kohen that's kosher for avoida, says the Chsam Sofer, lo shavkis shum kohen oimeru makriv, you wouldn't have any kohen him being oivet avoida, because we never know with certainty that his presumed father is his real father. So that must be a din for sure that he's allowed to do avoida. If that's the case, he is a mesharis Hashem. He is an oivet Hashem as lechem elokecha hu makriv. He brings the karbonis kedinu kahalacha, says the Chsam Sofer. If that's the case, we would have a havamina that if on the tzad, that this father is not biologically his real father, and therefore this kid is not a real kohen, but still he's a mesharis Hashem, he's a kohen lahalacha, that he's being makriv the karbanis of Hashem, therefore we would have a havamina that it's not proper for him, and it would be also for him to be metame to this person who may not be his relative. The whole kasha was memanavshach, if it's not his relative, then this kid is not a kohen, or he's a mamzer that doesn't have the dinim of the kohen. The answer is, but yeah, he does have the dinim of the kohen. Besides the Gabi Tumah, we definitely do go Basar Chazaka. And we say that he's roy to be makriv and to eat truma and to do everything that a Kohen does, because we go after Chazaka. Only the Gabi Tumah, we have a Hava Amina that since it's only a Chazaka, it's not a Vadai, therefore we have to be worried with Echshash, maybe this presumed father is not his real father. But since Eslechem Elekecha Hu Makriv Kedinu Kahalocha, it could be that it's also for this person to be Tamei Meis, to someone who's not his relative, because in din, he would have a din of a kayin. And that's what the chiddush of the pasuk is, to say, no, the kayin hedyot is allowed to become tamei even la'aviv chazaka, because that chazaka works even l'gabi tumah, and it's assumed even l'gabi tumah that that is his relative. And that would be the same thing l'gabi our gemara, that when the gemara says there's a hava amina, that the Kohen Gadol is also litami la'aviv, not because he's also to be mitami to relatives. Really, he would be mutar litami to relatives. But maybe it's not his relative because it's not aviv chazaka. So the kasha was mamanavshach. If it's not his relative, then he's not a Kohen, or then he's a mamzer. The answer is yeah, but even if he's not a Kohen biologically, or he's a mamzer biologically, still halachically he is considered a Kohen. And he's a mishari says Hashem. He's someone who has lechem alekechu makriv applies to him, kedinu kahalacha, and therefore would be also for him to be metami to someone who's not definitely his relative. The Keren Oira in our Gemara has a new mahalach in the sugya to answer this kasha hamafursemis. The Keren Oira says that the pashup shot in the Gemara was that if it's aviv chazaka, the reason that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become tami to him is mishum sveika, because there's actually a tzad safik that maybe he is not the son of the presumed father. Says the Keren Oira, that's not the pshat. Because for that, we have the mamanavshach that we mentioned before. The pshat is that it's a svara ba'alma, to karev hu etzel imoy yoiser, devada yelidite, mila aviv de chazakuhu, ve'ein kurvasoy noidas. The Gemara is saying a svara that the kurva, the maternal kurva, the kurva of his mother, is a higher level kurva, and maybe a Kohen Gadol would be allowed to become tamei to such a close relative, the kurva of his mother. And he would not be allowed to become tamei to the kurva of his father, not because it's only a chazaka and therefore we have a tzad that maybe it's not his father, but because since it's only a chazaka, that's a weaker shaychus, that's a weaker kurva, that's a greyesa in the kurva of the av, since it's a kurva without certainty, and therefore it's a svara ba'alma, not because we're actually worried that the child is not the ben of this presumed father, but since there is a tzad like that, so therefore we're going to say that the kurva of his father is not as stark as the kurva of his mother. In other words, according to all the pshatim that we've been having until now in the Tiras Kayanim and in our Gemara, when it says that there's an aviv chazaka, true, there's a chazaka that it's the father, but since there's no certainty, so maybe the kid is not the son of this presumed father, and then comes all the kashas that, what do you mean, even if he's not the son? If he's not the son, then adarabah, he's not even a kayan bichlal, or maybe he's a mamzer. But now we're saying that no, the taka, the din of the chazaka is to assume that he is the son. But since it's only because of chazaka and not with certainty, that's a maila in kurvas ha'aim over kurvas ha'av, and therefore if you only have a pasuk that says that the Kohen Gadol is usher to become tummy to his father, I would say that's because it's a weaker kurva. But a stronger kurva, a kurvas ha'aim, which is a kurva vadaus, then he would be allowed to become tummy. And the Keren Oira says it in our Gemara, but it would help Lagabi the Teres Kayanim as well. Because the Teres Kayanim, referring to a Kayan Hedyot, says that if we have a pasuk that says that the Kayan Hedyot is allowed to become Tamei to his mother, I would say that's because it's a Kurva Vadois. But to his father, which is only Aviv Chazaka, then maybe I would say that the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to become tummy to the father. But not because we're actually worried maybe it's not his father. Because on that worry, we have a Maman of Shach. If it's not his father, then he's not a Kohen, or he's a Mamzer. But the Torah's Kohen, it means is that I would have said that he's only allowed to become tummy to a Kurva, a Starka Kurva, a Kurva Chashuva, that's a Kurva with certainty. But maybe a Kurva that doesn't have certainty, even though we'll Taka assume that the kid is a Kohen, and that's why we're being Machmer on him. And we Taka will assume that it's the son of this presumed father. But since that kurva is not a kurva vados, it's a greyusa in that kurva, and we would have a havamina that a kohen can't become tamei to such a person, to the father. The Keren Oira's pshat in our Gemara has a gevaldige geschmack to it, because it makes it that both sides of the tzrichasa are actually similar to each other. Because the next line of the Gemara says that if it would say that he could, that the iser of the Kohen Gadol is on imoy, on his mother, hava amina, I would say that that's because the kurva of aim is not so chashuv, because the kurva of the father is called mishpacha, lemishpachaisam, leveis avaisam, so therefore I would say that maybe the kurva of the father is more chashuv, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to become tamei to his father. Therefore, the Torah has to say la'aviv. According to the Keren Oira, both sides of the tzrichusa are similar in that vein, that we're saying that there's a certain maila and a certain greyasa to each of the kurvas. If it would just say kurva sa'aim, that's not a good enough kurva, so I would say, yeah, but the kurva sa'av is more chashuv because the mishpachaisam, leveis avaisam. So who had in the first side of the tzrichusa, that we're saying that maybe if it would just say that you're not allowed to become tamei to the father, That's because of the Greyasa on the Kurva Sa'av. So the Gemara says the Greyasa is because it's only Chazaka, it's only Aviv Chazaka. It's not a Kurva Vados. Mashenkin, the mother, which is a Kurva Vados, that's a Chashivos, a Maila in the Kurva Sa'aim. So even though the Karenayer's Pshat is a Chiddush in our Gemara, but it makes it very Gishmak that both Stadim of the Tzrichusa are similar to each other. It's Kedai to be Madgish, though, that even though the Chsam Sefer and the Karen Oira are both saying that even in the Havamin of the Gemara of Aviv Chazaka, this child has a din of a Kayin Gomor because of the Chazaka, it's still a different Mahalach. The Chsam Sefer is still working with the Pashib Shan in the Sugya that the Havamina that it's also to become Tameh is Mishum Sveika, because maybe the kid is not biologically the son of this presumed father. Just Lagabi, the question of Mamanavshach, the Chsam Sefer answers as Lechem Alekecha Humakriv. He does have a din as a regular Kayin halachically, and therefore he would become Aser to be Matami to the father. But why would he become Aser to be Tami to the father? Because Mishum Sveika, because maybe he's not the real father of this child. But according to the Karen Oira, it's a whole new mahalach in the sugya. It's not because we're worried about that Sad Sveika. That the fact that he's only Aviv Chazaka is just shows us that the kurva of the Av is not as stark a kurva, it's not as chashava of a kurva as a kurva's aim, which is a kurva vados, and that's why there was a havamina that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become tummy to Aviv, but still would be allowed to become tummy to Imai, who is a kurva chashuva, and that's why you need the extra pasuk le'imai as well. The Mishnah Anamid Beis discusses the different parts of the mace that a nazir is not allowed to become tamei to. And if he does, he becomes a nazir tamei that has to be megaleach and start over the nazirus. The Mishnah says that on a kezayis min ha-meis, on the volume of a kezayis of the flesh of the mace, a nazir is megaleach. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, brings down this halacha, v'chein kezayis mebisar ha-meis, Metame kemeis shalem, that the shear of tumah of tumas meis basar min hameis is a kezayis min hameis. The Rambam there in Halacha Bey says, afa pisha hashiurin kulan halacha l'moishe misinai hein. All the shiurim are halacha l'moishe misinai, including kezayis min hameis. Still, amru chachamim tchilas briyasei shel adam kezayis. Chazal said that a person, when he is created, when the embryo is originally formed, is the shear of a kezayis. Ulafichach shear tumas besaroi kezayis. Therefore, the shear of tumas meis is basar, the volume of a kezayis. That the reason behind this halacha l'moishe misinai, the Chachamim explained, is because that is the minimum shear of chashivus of a human body, because since the kezayis is the shear when the baby is originally formed, therefore that is the minimum shear that's considered chashuv of a human being. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Tumas Meis over there brings that the makar of the Rambam, when the Rambam says Amru Chachamim, is from a Sifri Zuta, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and this Sifri is brought in the Rash in Ahalois as well, in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The Teferis Yisrael in Ahalois, in Perek Beis Mishneh Hei, in the Boyaz, Ois Yud Gimel, clarifies that when it says that a baby is formed, that Tchilas Briyasai is a Kezayis, what it means is, Kishen Nigmar Kol Tzurasai Im Kol Chituch Eivarov. Which means that when the embryo develops into the shape of a person, when it has the chituch evarim, the arms and the legs and the other evarim, that shear is bekezayis. Of course, it starts off much less, but at the time of the chituch evarim, when it develops into that level, that the embryo is always at least the minimum shear of kezayis, and therefore that is the minimum shear that's chashuv, and that's the shear that the Torah gave for tumas meis. I'll be mitzayin to you the Maratz Chiyus in Soita Dafhei Amid Aleph, that the Maratz Chiyus brings this Rambam and shows that even though we know that the Shiurin are halachis mekubalois, they are accepted as tradition from halacha l'moishe misinai, still b'ktsas shiurim tolu gamkein b'biki'usam v'yidiyasam b'tavnes ha'teva. Chazal sometimes were soimich on their understanding of the science and of nature, because this is an example that the shear of kezayis is because we know scientifically that a baby, when he is formed with the chituch evarim, that stage of development, the minimum shear of a baby is b'chazayis, and the Maratz Chiyus brings other examples to this. For example, the shear of revi is dam, that the Rishonim say that is the minimum amount of dam that's necessary for a person to live with, a quarter of a loig, and therefore the shear of tumah is b'revi is adam, ayin sham in the Maratz Chiyus. One of the things that the Mishnah mentions that is metame and that a nazir is megaleach on it is mole tarvid rekev, a ladle full of rekev. A rekev is the dry dust that the body decomposes into after all the moisture leaves the body. And if it's a mole tarvid, a ladle full of that rekev, then that's metame and the nazir becomes a nazir tame, he's megaleach aleo. The Mishnah in Ahalos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, says that this Mali Tarvid Rekev, even if it's Nispazir B'Soich Habayis, it's scattered throughout the entire house, and it's not in one little ladle or in one little area, Habayis Tameh, the Bayis becomes Tameh, because that Mali Tarvid Rekev does not have to be together in one spot. The Rashash in Ksubis, Tavkuf Ches Amid Beis, suggests that maybe that's why Chazal used the Nusach in our Mishnah and in the Mishnayis and Alois, Mole Tarvid Rekev, a Rekev full, a ladle, a Tarvid full, a ladle full of Rekev, to show that it doesn't have to be in one place, but just that shear, the Mole, the amount that fill that would fill a ladle of Rekev, that is Mitame, even if it's not in one Makim, even if it's Nispazir B'Soich HaBayis. Al Koponim, our Mishnah says that on the Kazayis Min Ameis and on the Moli Tarvid Rekev and the other things that are listed in the Mishnah, a Nazir is Megaleach al Maga'on va'al Masa'on va'al Ahilon, whether he touches it or carries it or is Tamei B'Tumas Oil. What's interesting is that the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, says that by all these things that are listed in the Mishnah, a Nazir is Megaleach on Maga, Masa, and Oyel, Chutz min harekev, except for that Moli Tarvid Rekev, She'enai mitami b'maga, that if he touches it, so it's not mitami b'maga, She'i efsha she'yiga b'kuloi, because it's impossible to touch the entire Moli Tarvid Rekev. It's a bunch of little pieces of this decomposed body into dry dust. She'harei enai guf echod, aval im nesa yoy nitma ba'aholoi megaleach. If he carries this whole Moli Tarvid Rekev, or if he's Nitma with oil, then he's Megaleach, but it's not Metami ba'oil. And that's because it's Mefurish in the Gemara in Chulin, on Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, that Rekev is Metame only b'maso and ba'oil, and not b'mago. The Rambam himself paskins this way, Legabi Tumas Meis, in Hilchus Tumas Meis, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, and again in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. So too by Nazirus, when it says a Nazir is Megaleach on Moli Tarvid Rekev, it just means on Masa and Oil, but it doesn't mean on Mago. But the Pliya Atzuma on the Rambam is that our Mishnah is mashma clearly not like that. Our Mishnah says, Al Elu Tomois HaNozim Megaleach, and it lists a bunch of things, including Molei Tarvid Rekev, and it says on all these things, Al Magon, Val Mason, Val Ahilon. It says Magon as well. So L'chairetz Mavur Lehedya in the Mishnah, that by Molei Tarvid Rekev, if a Nazir is Negea, if he touches, he comes into contact with it, even if it's not Maso or Oil, but if it's Mago, the Nazir is Megaleach. And how could that be? The Rambam says that by Mago, he's not, a Nazir is not Megaleach, and it's not Metami Tumas Meist, Kimefurish and Akimar and Chulin. So how does it stem with the Mashmos of the Mishnah that says Al Magon, Val Mason, Val Ahilon? So in the Sefer Be'er Moshe on our Sugya, he says that the Rambam will explain that the word Al-Magon, when it comes to Tumas Rekev, is not referring to what we understand normally as Tumas Maga, it's referring to Tumas Oyel. And if you say that that's a doichik, that that's strange, so he refers you to the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, that we mentioned before, that the Gemara brings a braisa that says, Rabbi Yossi says, Molei Tarvid Rekev, in Metami B'Maga, Uva Masa, Uva Oyel. And the Gemara asked that we know that Rekev is not Matami b'mago, so how could Rabbi Yossi say b'mago b'maso v'oil? And the Gemara answers that when it says b'mago, it really means tumas oil. And the Gemara asks, well, what do you mean? It says mago, masa, and oil. So how could mago mean oil? So the Gemara answers, tuterutzim, Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, if it's b'soich tefach, if it's within the tefach of the Moli Tarvid Rekev, that's called mago. If it's higher than tefach, that's called oil. But really, mago masa of oil means oil, masa and oil. Just there's two types of oil. If it's within the tefach, that is referred to by the braisa as mago. And if it's lamala mitefach, that's called oil. Rava answers differently, that even lamala mitefach is called mago. When it says there oil, it means behamshacha. That not that you're ma'ahil on the Moli Tarvid Rekev, but if you are in the same oil as a Moli Tarvid Rekev, then you are tame. So mago means when you're ma'ahil on it, and then masa is carrying, and oil means behamshacha if you are in the same bias or the same tent with that Malik Tarvid Rekiv. Al Kol Panim, we see that Abaya and Rava are Miyashev, the Brisa of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi says is Metami b'mago v'masa v'oyel, that b'mago really means oil, and still maga and oil refer to two different aspects of the Tumah. If that's the case, says the Ber Moshe, then it's already not Shver on the Rambam, that the Rambam will understand that our Mishnah means the same thing as Rabbi Yossi. Al Magon v'al Mason v'al Ahilon, maga means oil. And what's the difference between maga and oil? Like Rava and Abaya explain in Chulin Kuf Chafei Amid Beis. But La Halacha L'Maisa, the Rambam has to make it clear to us that real maga, touching it, is not Metameh. And that's why the Rambam in Tumas Mei says that. And a Nazir is not Megaleach Aleha. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus says that. That a Nazir is not Megaleach on the maga of Mali Tarvid Rekev. We find a similar thing in the Rashash in Nido Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, because Rashi in Nido over there says Molei Tarvid Rekev, Molei Tarvid Mimenu, a ladleful of it, meaning of the Rekev, is Metame Bimago Bimasa Uva Oyel. Rashi says clearly that it's Metame Bimago, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis and Alois, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, it's Ois Dalit in the Toysis Rabbi Kiva Eger, is Matmi on the Rashi, that Rashi is against the Gemara. How could Rashi say that Moli Tarvid Rekav is Matami b'maga b'masav ha'oyo? The Gemara says clearly that it's not Matami b'maga. The Rashash says that Rashi's Lashon is just patterned after the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi in that Braisa and Chulin. Rabbi Yossi also says b'maga b'masav ha'oyo. And whatever the Amiraim said b'das Rabbi Yossi, even though it sounds l'fum riata as a little bit of a doichik, but they were meyashiv that is the emes kavana in Rabbi Yossi's Braisa, so Rashi could rely on that as well. Rashi just quotes the Lashon HaBraisa, b'maga uvamasa v'oyel, but that maga really means oyel, like the Gemara explains b'das Rabbi Yossi, that's how the Rashash explains b'das Rashi, and that's how the Be'er Moshe is explaining here b'das HaRambam. However, l'gabi our Rambam, there's another teretz as well, and that is said by the Radvaz over there in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei. And the Radvaz says that the Rambam understood that when our Mishnah says, Al Magon va'al Mason va'al Ahilon, the words va'al Magon are going on the other Tumas that I mentioned, not on the Moli Tarvid Rekev. It's Lav Dafka that it's going on the entire list that's mentioned. It's not going on the Moli Tarvid Rekev. And explains the Radvaz, Shaharei E. Efshar Liga Bekuloi. Because the Rambam already says, Kasher Kosav Rabbeinu, like the Rambam already writes. We mentioned the Rambam's nusach was that the reason why Moli Tarvid Rekev is not Mitami B'maga is She'i Efsha She'iga B'kuloi. It's not a Guf Echad, and therefore if you touch one particle of that decomposed dust, so that's not considered that you touched the whole thing. Memelo, when it says in our Mishnah, Maga, Masa, and Oil, it's referring to the things that it's Shayach, Maga, Masa, and Oil, like Kezayis Menames and the other things listed. But Moli Tarvid Rekev, it's only Shayach, Masa and oil. Mago, it's not Shayach. So therefore, the list of Al-Magon, that expression of Al-Magon, is Taka not going on the Moli Tarvid Rekev. And the Etzema Halach B'das HaRambam is Mefurish in the Meiri in our Sugya, on our Mishnah, that says that it said in the Mishnah that a Nazir is Megaleach, Hein B'masa, Hein B'mago, Hein B'oyel, says the Meiri, Mikol Mokam Gedoyle HaMechabrim, which is the Rambam, Posku Sheklal Ze Loi Nishne B'diuk. This klal that it's Metame, all of these B'mago, Maga, Masa, and Oyel is Lav Bedavka, for Hayatzarech Lifrait Mimenu, Molei Tarvid Rekev, Shaloi Legaleach Ela Ba'ahiloi Umasoi, Avaloi Bemagoi. That really is Bediktuk that should have explained that Molei Tarvid Rekev is only Metami Bemasa Uva Oyel and not Bemago. So you see that the Meiri understood B'das HaRambam, not that Maga means something else, that it means Oyel like that Gemara and Chulin. No, Maga means literal Maga. Just the klal, that it's metami b'maga masav oil, is going on the rest of the bavus of the Mishnah, but not on the case of Moli Tarvid Rekev. There it's only going b'masa uva oil. And as the Radvaz makes it a little more gishmak by saying that it's not just that it's lav davka, it's not going on Moli Tarvid Rekev. It's impossible by Moli Tarvid Rekev. Sharei e efsha liga b'kuloi. And therefore, the expression maga is referring to the rest of the cases in the Mishnah, and not on the case of Moli Tarvid Rekev. The Meiri himself, Lamaisa, argues on the Rambam Ladino. The Meiri says that the Mishnah has explained Kipshutoi, that Maga, Maso, and Oyel are going on all the things listed above, even Moli Tarvid Rekev. How could that be? The Gemara in Chulin says that Moli Tarvid Rekev is not Matami B'Maga. So the Meiri says, Amoyer Dikachidish, and he says that even though Mali Tarvid Rekev Einoi Mitami B'maga Hoyol V'Ief Sheliga B'kuloi, still a Nazir becomes Tame with it and he is Megaleach on it. Shaharei Ein Hamida Shava Ben Giluach Nazir L'Tumoi Shal Truma V'Kachim. Lagabi, the other dinim of Tuma, that if a person becomes Tame, Lagabi eating Truma and Kachim, that's the regular klal of Tumas that we have all over Shas, and it says that a Mali Tarvid Rekev is not Mitame B'maga. But Nazir has special rules. Shaharei, we find Revi is Dam, V'Roiva Atzamois, Mitame. The Gemara says later on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that a Revi is Dam and a Roiva Atzamois are Mitame, Lagabi regular dinim of Truma and Kachim. Uvenazir Dafka Chatzi Loig, V'Chatzikav. It's not enough. A roiva hakav, a revius of dam. It's enough. You have to have a chatzi loig of dam, and it's not enough a roiva hakav of atzamis. You need a chatzi kav atzamis for a nazir to be megaleach. So therefore, says the Meiri, v'shema berekev hechmiru benazir af b'maga. In other words, we see from the Gemara later on Daf Nun Gimel that the dinim of giluach nazir, that a nazir becomes a nazir tame and has to start over his nazirus, is not consistent with the regular rules of tuma. The regular rules of tuma, revius adam and revius haloig dam, and a roiva hakav atzamis is metame. But to be mechayev and nazir to be megaleach and to be metami the nazir, that has an added din that it has to be a chatzi loig and a chatzi kav. So it's more lenient. He's only tame if there's a chatzi loig and chatzi kav. So hu adin fakert, we could say sometimes in by the nazir we're more machmir, that even though a mali tarvid rekev is not metami lagabi other dinim b'mago, but lagabi a nazir we could be more machmir. It seems that the Rambam wasn't willing to accept this, and the Rambam learned that the klal of the Mishnah is lav davka, or that maga is lav davka, and it really means oil, because the Rambam understood that when the Gemara says later on Daf Nun Gimel, that the din of giluach nazir and the din of the other tumas lagabi truma v'kachim are not tali zeh b'zeh, that's only said in one direction. That's only said that there are some times that something is tameh, like a revias adam and roiva atzamais, but ein hanazir megaleach aleha, because in order for the nazir to be megaleach, it has to be a higher level of tuma, a chatzi loig of dam and a chatzi kav atzamais. But to say the other way, that something is not mitami b'chlal and still we're going to be machmir on a nazir, that a nazir be megaleach on maga of mali tavid rekev, that loy matzinu. The Meiri is saying a chiddush that just like the Gemara says that there are times that something could be metame, but it's not enough to be metame a nazir. So hu adin fakert, there are times that something is not metame, but by a nazir we could be machmir. It could be the Rambam argues on that Havana and understands that if something is not metami b'chlal, then surely a nazir is definitely not megaleach on that, and therefore the Rambam had to say lahalacha that a nazir is not megaleach on the maga of a mali tarvid rekev. And even though the Mishnah says it, we have one of two terutzim, either to say that maga means oil, and the reason that it's called maga is explained in the Gemara in Chulin lefi Abaya and Rava, like the Be'er Moshe's pshat in the Rambam, or the Radvaz's pshat and the Meiri's pshat in the Rambam, that the klal of Amagon v'Amason alahilon are going on all the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, but not on Mali Tavid Rekev, because on Mali Tavid Rekev it's Iefsha Liga Bakuloi, since it is not Guf Echod, as the Rambam himself explained.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.